Yeah, replace beer in Canada? Not likely. Especially now that Ontario's new premier, Doug Ford, has dropped the minimum price of beer, following through on a campaign promise.
Ontario, the day you've been waiting for is finally here. We're bringing back a buck a beer to Ontario.
Canada was the first country to require a minimum price for alcoholic beverages. The hope was that it would reduce alcohol-related deaths there. Until yesterday, that included a minimum price for a beer, which was $1.25 Canadian. But now, thanks to Ford, it's $1 a beer.
I don't judge anybody for the beer they drink, and I certainly don't judge anybody for wanting to get a cold beer for as little as out of their pocket as possible.
That's Josh McJanet, one of the founders of Dominion City Brewing, a craft brewer in Ottawa. He says people may appreciate paying just a dollar for a beer, but that's too low for microbrewers like him. This new lower minimum price for beer hurts small businesses, he says.
When you choose to buy our beer, you're buying it from a company that pays a living wage. It offers paid benefits to our employees. We buy in excess of $100,000 worth of locally grown agriculture that we actually make our beer from. This, of course, is completely different if you're trying to squeeze every possible cent of profit out of a beer, especially if you have to sell that for no more than a dollar.
So McJanet is fighting back. Dominion City is selling a special beer for more than a dollar, but for every beer they sell, they're donating a dollar to a charity that helps refugees in Ottawa. By the way, Doug Ford, Ontario's premier, has been accused of promoting anti-immigrant policies.
What our response is really about is to take it as an opportunity to have a discussion about what is the value of a good beer, not just a cold beer, and what is the value of a local business that's trying to build community as well as, you know, earn profit. And that's a big one for us. So I think we spotted an opening, just like maybe the premier spotted an opening. And I think we both maybe are taking this opportunity to have the conversation we want to have. We think a warm welcome goes well with a cold beer. So supporting refugees in our town is sort of a natural fit for us.
The Dominion City Brewing's beer will be a blonde ale called Buck a Beer for refugees in Ottawa. I got to say, all this talk of dollar beer, of pot beer, it's got me feeling happy. So that's how we're going to leave you today. This track is called Feeling Happy and was recorded in Guadeloupe in the 1960s. It's off a new CD of old dance tunes from Guadeloupe and Martinique, the two French departments in the Caribbean, all from the little-known but prolific Guadeloupe record label Disque Debs International, founded in the 1950s by the late Henri Debs. If the sounds here put you in a small Guadeloupean bistro under the palm trees with a cold one, then our work here today is complete. If you're simply enjoying these nostalgic grooves, that is totally okay, too. We come to you from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. We'll see you tomorrow.